We have every reason to be horrified at the prospect of Donald Trump in the mm-hmm. White House, but I don't think people should fool themselves into thinking that they should sleep well at night with Hillary Clinton in the White House either. They're both dangerous and unacceptable in different ways. This is why we should be rejecting this political system that serves the very few and the very powerful.
The 2016 presidential race features two of the most disliked candidates in electoral history, which has given a boost not only to the Libertarian Party's Gary Johnson, but to Jill Stein, a 66-year-old Harvard-trained physician from Massachusetts who's running on the Green Party ticket.
And I'm so honored to be running for president of the United States with the Green Party, the only party of, by, and for the people.
Stein is currently polling at about 2%, trailing Gary Johnson, who's on track to take about 4% of the popular vote. Stein, who sat down last week for an interview with Reason, says this election year presents an historic opportunity for third parties.
This is a realignment election. The Democrats have split in two with their sabotage of Bernie's campaign, and the principled burners have come into our campaign,
right,
which has really been the source of a big revival in the Green Party. So it's a realignment, and you have this marriage of the Democratic and Republican parties now. It's really important, I think, for Greens and Libertarians to be working together right now to just break through this stranglehold and challenging them right out of the gate.
A vote for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein is a vote for Donald Trump. That is just how it is.
As the race has tightened in these last couple weeks, the calls to third-party supporters to hold their noses and cast a vote for Hillary have intensified, such as this video plea from Hollywood screenwriter Joss Whedon.
We want to have more choices, then we need to start working on that after the election.
These concerns trace back to the year 2000, when then-Green Party candidate Ralph Nader was blamed for drawing enough votes from Al Gore to put George W. Bush in the White House.
Al Gore didn't win his home state. Had he won his home state, Florida would not have been an issue. You know, they really tried to redirect this and blame it on the Greens. We're in a very different moment from 2000, regardless, because most people have now rejected this political system. It's almost 60% of people that are clamoring for a new independent political party.
Yeah.
So we are in that moment. We're in a breakthrough moment. The only question is, when is it going to happen?
Stein says that if only the U.S. were to adopt a new system of voting, Americans wouldn't have to make this choice between voting their conscience or the lesser of two evils.
We could solve this problem of this voting system based on fear. We could solve it with a stroke of a pen, with a system called ranked choice voting. Mm. It lets you rank your choices. So if your first choice loses, your vote is automatically reassigned to your second choice. That way you can vote for the underdog that you favor.
The ranked choice voting is on the ballot in Maine this year.
That's right.
Is that something you are behind?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And here's another interesting thing. It's on the ballot by voter referendum, which is the only way that it has ever moved forward.
Right.
Because it is a threat to establishment politics. None other than Jerry Brown, the Democratic governor of California, just vetoed a ranked choice voting law that would have made it available to all cities and towns in California. He just struck it down, because they're scared to death.
Stein and the Libertarian Gary Johnson have a lot in common on topics like foreign policy, marijuana legalization, and same-sex marriage. But on economic issues, the two candidates couldn't be farther apart.
I think the difference between, maybe the Libertarian terminology and the Green terminology is that we're not striving for government. We're striving for we the people and for decentralized public control, free of corporate influence.
It seems to me that we the people is kind of a nice gloss on government.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. And it cannot be allowed to, to just go off on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It requires constant scrutiny, constant transparency, and constant accountability.
Ending student debt, canceling it, is our way forward. An emergency jobs program, a Green New Deal that will create 20 million jobs.
What's the Green Party plan to pay for all these programs?
So first, let me say healthcare as a human right that pays for itself. In fact, it actually won't cost taxpayers anymore. What we're doing is redirecting that same volume of money, which is going into paper pushing and also into this captured market.
Stein says she'd pour federal money into the clean energy sector and end our use of fossil fuels by the year 2030.
The Green New Deal actually pays for itself. So we put money in to jumpstart it, but it actually has repaid that money within a decade and a half, because we get so much healthier by creating a healthy food system rather than the subsidized sick food that we have right now.
She also believes in free college tuition for all, which she claims would actually make money for taxpayers.
Turns out for every dollar we put in to higher education, we get back $7 in return in improved revenues and public benefits. So it pays for itself. Yep, you got to prime the pump, and it's about $100 billion to prime that pump.
Is the national debt something that you think is legitimate to be concerned about? And do you advocate actually cutting back any government programs or, you know, reforming entitlements, means testing to reduce government spending to bring that under control?
So here's what history tells us about that.
Yeah.
The way you actually get out of debt is by judiciously investing in the productive economy. So our productive economy basically went overseas. We need to restart that productive economy. That's what the Green New Deal does. It provides those strategic investments.
What gives you faith that the federal government could properly invest money in sectors that are going to grow?
Right.
Because we've seen in the past malinvestment, you know, the Solyndra bust was famously a bad solar investment. The shovel-ready jobs Obama invested in for the stimulus weren't exactly shovel-ready. Here in California, we have a huge boondoggle called the high-speed rail that seems to be going nowhere despite, you know, a huge price tag. So what, you know, so I have some skepticism about the ability of governments to jumpstart the economy with investment. What gives you faith that that can actually work?
Yeah. So we have a very corrupted government, you know, in which lobbyists and the revolving door rule the day. So the Green New Deal is protected. First of all, it's not a federal cookie cutter program. So it provides resources, incentives, low interest loans, et cetera, at the local level. So, and there it calls for a process that's firewalled from the pay to play. So if you're part of the pay to play system, you cannot participate. If you are providing campaign contributions and you got a lobbyist that's got a stake in this, then you have basically exited yourself from participating in the process, so that it's people in the community coming together to say we need this kind of stuff to meet the criteria, which is basically making a more sustainable community in terms of food, energy, public transit, etc. So this is a decentralized process.
Stein has been battling the perception that the Green Party is anti-vaccine after she told the Washington Post that
there were real questions that needed to be addressed. I think some of them at least have been addressed. I don't know if all of them have been addressed.
In regards to small amounts of mercury once found in childhood vaccines, despite a scientific consensus that there's never been a link between vaccines and autism or any other serious health problems.
I think that's the birther issue of 2016.
That is,
it's a concocted issue.
Okay.
Because I know certainly the stuff that's gotten thrown at me is ridiculous. I am very much supportive of vaccines as an infrastructure of public health.
And you're a medical doctor. We should.
I'm a medical doctor. Yes, I get vaccines myself. My kids got vaccinated. You know, I come from a family of doctors, and you know that's just nonsense. On the other hand, I've taken on the FDA for being a you know, a revolving door for pharmaceutical companies and for GMOs. And that's my objection. And you know, and so I think there's a little bit of smoke screening going on here that tries to translate my watchdogging of our regulatory institutions, which are far too much under the influence.
With the election just days away, both Johnson and Stein's poll numbers are slipping. One meaningful benchmark for both parties would be to win 5% of the popular vote. That would lead the Federal Election Commission to confer the classification of minor party, which means they'd have an easier time getting ballot access and be eligible for matching public funds.
What would success or failure look like for the Green Party this year?
In my view, we've already succeeded beyond our wildest dreams for what happened in the Sanders campaign and what it revealed about the Democratic Party. I think it's only fear that constrains principled people now to vote Democrat. I think the Democrats have really cast their own seeds of destruction right now. This is why we should be rejecting this political system that serves the very few and the very powerful. It's outrageous that people should be struggling right now with this question of, do I prefer a fascist or a warmonger?